Shalom and good morning. We want to worship the name of God, the true Savior of the world, Him who died for us. And He is the one who was able to bring us back to the Father. The previous session, Luke 11, verses 1 to all the way to 13, we learned about the disciples' prayer. And we discovered that the disciples' prayer has got three parts, or is made up of three major sections. And one of the section is the section of asking, is the second one is the section of seeking, and the third section is the section of knocking. We discovered that we ask, when we talk about the asking, we are asked, Jesus was to help them to answer the question, what are we to ask? And Jesus said, you are to ask about the name of the Lord. You ask about the will of the Lord. You ask about even the kingdom of God. You are just about to ask the bread. You are to ask for the forgiveness of sins. You are to ask for the ability to forgive others. And you are to ask of being kept from darkness or from the evil one, or to be delivered from the evil one. So that is what. When it came to seek, we discovered that seek has nothing, it's not about asking, but it's about looking into the motives that we have. It is asking the question, why should we pray? Why are we asking? If we do not go back to the question to why we are asking, we might find ourselves asking amiss. Sometimes the prayer is not answered in the way we have asked, because God gives us what is good for us. Sometimes we are not able to see exactly what we need. And our Father, in His gracious, He gives us what is the best. And so here we are asking, why did we not receive what we asked for, or in the package of how we asked for? It was not packaged the way we wanted. And we get to know that it is about the will of God. Did we pray in His will? Did we pray in His name? Did we pray in His word? Then when we have known that it is God's will, and why the Lord is maybe delaying or derailing or even denying, you know, He can deny the prayer. He can derail the prayer, take it to the right one, or He can deny us what we asked for because maybe it was not asked in His will. So we discovered here now, once you have known that, number two, we go to how. And we discovered that we ask based on how we relate with God. Now, one of the things we said is about dealing with the kingdom of darkness. When we said, lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. So at this particular point, Jesus continued from verses 14 just to teach His disciples how we relate with the kingdom of darkness. These powers of darkness, the one that Jesus said, deliver us from the evil one. Who is the evil one? And so Jesus teaches about the prince of demons. It is very nice. It is part of the prayer, because He had prayed, deliver us from the evil one. Who is the evil one? And it is the prince of demons. What are demons? Who are demons? What are demons like? We can ask ourselves, demons, what are the activities upon the people? When Jesus said, deliver us from this, what How can we, how can, how does the Lord deliver us from the evil one? How does he do that? And so Jesus gave an example of how Jesus deliver us from the evil one. And the method Jesus uses to do that. And Jesus uses this to deliver us by casting out the demons. Look at a case study here. So Jesus gave a case study of how to deliver us from the evil one. One day, verse 14, Luke 11, verses 14. One day, Jesus cast out a demon from a man who couldn't speak. And when the demon was gone, the man began to speak. Now, that is now giving us an illustration of what it means to deliver us from the evil one. Not to lead us to temptation, but to deliver us. Here's how to deliver us. So Jesus did that by casting out a demon. So we now start to see how demons relates with us. And so this demon had come and fight the residence in the man, in the spirit of man. And because of that, this demon made the man not to speak. The demon comes in the life of a person, and this is a person who has no Jesus. Let's categorically say this. A believer cannot be demon possessed. No way. No way. Anybody who has accepted Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of their lives, demons cannot fight their way in our spirits, because the Spirit of God is resident there. The Spirit of Jesus is the one that is taking charge. And Jesus said that demons cannot stay in the same house with God. Even though we might not be perfect, and we are never perfect, the moment we give ourselves to Jesus, we are sure, and we can take that to the bank, because we are assured of Jesus that we cannot be demonized. But we cannot be demon possessed, but believers can be demon oppressed. There's a difference between demon oppression and demon possession. So believers are not demon possessed, but they can be demon oppressed. But here, when the demon came to this person who didn't know Jesus, it took hold of his faculty. He could not speak. Sometimes a person, sometimes they do not hear. Sometimes they cause illnesses. Sometimes, you know, they close the mouth. Sometimes they beg people. And sometimes they make people not to see. And all manner of things, because they've taken control. But once Jesus comes on sight, and we are praying and we are trusting him, and the demon is cast out, that person speaks again. And people are amazed. And they said, no wonder he cast out. Some people are amazed and said, wow, this is great. But some people, because they were still demonized, or they were controlled by demons, and demons want to mislead people, he said he's casting those demons by the prince of demons that was called Beelzebub or Beelzebul. Now, you see, Jesus took this opportunity to help them see their contradiction and said, you say that I cast out demons by the power of the king or the prince of demons. Is certain kingdom divided? Then Jesus said, if any kingdom or house is divided, it cannot stand. So if I'm casting demons by the power of demons, then the kingdom of Satan is divided, which is not true. But if I cast the demons with the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. And that was what he was saying. That is by the hand of God. In fact, he talked about the finger of God. And he said, the kingdom of God has come. Then he said, what about your people? Who do they cast out the demons with? And people demanded to see another sign. Yes, you have cast out the demons, bring another one sign. And Jesus said, you are evil, because you are asking for an authority from heaven. And he knew their thought, and he told them, this is enough. Then he said, you cannot be given any of the sign, but the sign of Jonah. He'll be talking about that later. So after Jesus said that the kingdom of darkness is not divided also, he continued to say something about other demons, that he says this: when the demons come into the life of a person, they take charge, they control, and they make sure that nobody else can come and take what is in. In other words, demons come in and shut this person, and they siege. It's called to siege. And whatever is inside, whoever is inside, including the spirit of a man, when the demons siege a man, that man cannot be free from that captivity. Then Jesus says, but when another stronger man attacks and overpower him, that is, another stronger man is Jesus. If Jesus now attacks Satan, he strips him, he does two things. He strips him of his weapons, praise God. Number two, he carries off his belongings, and belongings are the people that he has held there. And this is what Jesus has done, and we need to thank God for stripping him out of the weapons. So demons, Satan does not have any weapon when Jesus comes in. And Jesus takes us out of this captivity, and we thank God. And then Jesus said, anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me, he is actually working against me. Then he finished this by saying, another point, when an evil spirit leaves a person, of course, when it's cast out, empowered by this, by Jesus Christ, demons goes out. It goes out into the desert, searching for rest. But when it fights no none, it says, I will return to the person I came from. So it comes, it returns and finds that its former house is all swept and in order. Then the spirit fights, goes back again, fights out other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter into that person and live there. And so that person's state is worse than before. Here we are being told about when Jesus delivers or casts out the demons, it will be good for that person to make sure that that house is occupied by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God, not giving it and not leaving it unoccupied, unguarded. If it is unguarded and it's only swept, but doesn't have the Word in that, demons can come back again. That's what we are saying. But we want to deliver, we want to believe that we will fill our hearts with the Word of God. We'll fill our heart with the fear of God, and demons cannot return. Father, we thank you because that demons cannot return to us again by the power of the living God. Give us the ability to put our house in order and to make sure that we have filled our hearts with the Word of God. In Jesus' name.